What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning into Pogo City Radio. Let's get things moving with Stizza and Leftover Crack. Right, now that was Leftover Crack on
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We got a special edition tonight. Got Jesse from Days and Days, singer of Days and Days and guitar player, calling in. So make sure you guys stick around for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But with that being said, let's catch up with the rest of the Pogoers. We got a packed house tonight. Pretty much the whole crew here for once. Sean missing. Sean should be here soon, though, from what I understand. But let's get things moving with the gals. And I'm talking about the lovely rude girl Jessica and Sarah Bears.
What's
hey,
up,
buddy?
What's up, Pogo Land?
How you gals doing?
Getting there, you know.
I'm doing pretty fabulous.
That's good. That's good. We
doing
love
good.
It.
Doing
we
good.
Love it having multiple female voices on the show. You know
we know
what
you
yeah,
do.
Once
I'm
a
sure
month usually happens.
It's not a sausage fest up in here.
All right.
The ratios are still pretty uneven.
Yes.
Well, let's say hi to those two. Let's say hi to my man Black Cat and Devil John.
What's going on, everybody? Good to be in Pogo City.
And I'm back after a week off. Sorry for missing last week. Sorry.
Now, in case you guys haven't heard, both these two gentlemen doing their own independent shows. We got a Black Cat on Bad Luck Radio. You guys can go over to badluckradio.com. Hit them up, staff at Bad Luck Radio. Send them some of your tracks. A little bit more different of a direction, more of a deep cuts thing. Playing all formats for Bad Luck. So hit him up with your submissions. And then we got Devil John over at devilsdenradio.com.
Yep.
Get your metal fix done over there. And also you can hit up John at therealdeviljohn@gmail.com and get him some of your tracks. And maybe we'll talk about you guys' shows a little bit later, but let's say hi to everyone else. And I'm talking about Josh and Mark Poison.
Yo, what's going on? What's up, Josh?
I like turtles, Mark.
I like turtles.
I like Ninja Turtles as of recent.
I love the Ninja Turtles. What do you mean, as of recent? You're just
I just turned them on to the first episodes.
I have
about
a Casey
the original
Jones.
Episodes and how graphic
yeah, the comic
they were.
Book. The comic book.
The comic
is what
books.
I was saying.
Oh,
the black and white dorm school. College, you know, what I mean, comic book that was so rare, but it was so graphic and it really told a good story about the turtles. First is what most people know them as
you
on the cartoons.
You have the first three?
No, I don't.
You can read them all online.
It's almost impossible to get first printings of any of them now, but even like third printings are worth a lot of money.
I have a Casey Jones wallet.
Mine gave me a print of
no
those.
One cares
I don't
about
know
my wallet.
Casey Jones
does.
Is the best
yeah,
kind
of
print, something like
Jones
that. But
yeah.
It's nice.
If you haven't checked out the Turtles Origins, check out those first episodes, the first issues. Real graphic,
fucking
black
nerd,
and white.
Nerdy boys
it's,
over here.
But he makes fun of me
it's
for
crazy.
Star Wars.
It's crazy compared to what people see him as now.
I hate Star Wars. Yeah.
I know.
Here, like, Sean's a Star Wars fan.
Yo, if Freddie Mercury can make a song about it, fuck you.
And I don't like Star Wars.
Right. You sound nothing like Freddie Mercury.
He's got half.
Well, yeah.
He still has his nuts.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to get moving on. We're waiting on this phone call. Why don't we? We just caught the virus, and I'm sure we've told you plenty about it. So we're going to play a little bit of Virus. Coming off the first album. Now, this is when Mike Virus was still in the band. We got Mike and Paul on vocals. Today's Rebellion, Tomorrow's Freedom, on for a Future. All right, now that was The Virus on Thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG Reading, Easton, Allentown. Reading, Easton, Peaburg. And Allentown and Philly. Throw them all in there.
It's
who gives a shit? It's up
to
me anyway,
Jersey.
Isn't it? But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to have Jesse calling in just a minute. So why don't we get to a little bit of Days and Days. And Josh, you want to actually, before we get into the song, now you got a chance to catch Days and Days last weekend, didn't you, Josh?
Yeah, it was like a really good time. Days and Days was really cool. They pulled off a really amazing show. Andrew, stop adjusting me.
And I want the people to be able to bitch. Hear you. I want them to hear you.
Okay. Yeah, he'll wait until you're in Philly to adjust his neck.
No, I really like this band, though. Like, I thought they were really good.
Yeah, no, Days and Days has like some. I think their lyrics are pretty damn good. They have some very good writing, and they are great performers. It was a really good show. The crowd was amazing. Maybe a little bit stinky if you're not familiar with squat punk shows, but it was very fun.
All right, so why don't you introduce the next song?
All right, so we got Mr.
and it. Yeah.
That's you see all, why folks. I told Josh I intro the song? So
Miss
Drunken Loner.
Is it Anthropic or Anthropic?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Anthropic,
we're gonna call
right?
this one Drunken Loner.
I can't see the screen.
Misanthropic.
Misanthropic. Drunken Loner.
Yeah, misanthropic.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go with some Days and Days on Pogo City Radio.
Why do we try to let Drew announce these words?
Hey, that was Josh.
I know,
that
but you didn't Josh. Do you didn't do any better.
I'm it's not taking it.
The medicine cabinet, a remedy for the aftermath of my habits. Sometimes it's the ones who try to help that hurt the most. I feel like we're playing tug of war and I'm the rope and I'm stretched to the limit, but you keep on pulling it. I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. I'm gonna lose my mind. Antisocial, call it masturbation. Either way, it's a solo operation. I'm just far more comfortable. Antisocial, call it masturbation. Either way, it's a solo operation. I'm just far more comfortable. Cause people are ugly and people are hateful, destructive and greedy. We're proud and ungrateful. The world would be so much better off without us. Swallow a polar apple and pill. Compost and training, this great love's a film. Distract ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes. Judge ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes. It seems that everybody always has a bone to pick, a promise to break. Never again will I make the mistake of trusting anyone.
Trusting anyone.
Trusting anyone. This is my misanthropic confession. Human beings are a waste of breath and I exclude myself. I'm an asshole just like you. Cause people are ugly and people are hateful, destructive and greedy. We're proud and ungrateful. The world would be so much better off without us. I swallow a polar apple and pill. We're all compost and training, this great love to fill. Distract ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes. My breakfast is straight out the medicine cabinet.
All right, now we got Jesse, a singer and guitar player from Days and Days on the line. Jesse, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to call in. You guys are on the road right now, right?
Yep, we're headed towards Cincinnati. We played in Columbus last night.
Wow, awesome, awesome. Now, Josh, we were sitting here. We got Josh and Jessica with us. Josh, when did you catch these guys? Last weekend?
Sunday night, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So how was that show? How'd the Stroudsburg show go for you?
It was an amazing time. It was really good. It wasn't just Days and Days as the band. It was more or less the entire scene. It was an amazing show. It was one of the best ones I've been to in quite a while, actually.
So how long, Jesse, how much longer are you guys going to be on the road for?
I think we only have like 5 more dates for this tour, and then I'll be back in Houston for 3 days, and then we leave on Escape from the Zoo tour for a couple weeks, I think.
Awesome, awesome. So you guys are really going around. Now, I was looking, you guys have a decent amount of albums out now. So why don't we talk about the latest one? How'd that come together?
It took forever. We after we released Rogue Taxidermy, we put out like 3 splits, I think, instead of just putting out a full length. So the Crestfall, the latest album is kind of just like all the songs that we were thinking about putting on the splits, but like really, really wanted to save for like a full length. So like the third song on there, I wrote like 3 years ago, maybe like the first time we wrote a couple years ago. One of the tracks we finished writing the day we released the album. So it was kind of, you know, a bunch of shit we wrote and slapped together.
Yeah, I mean, so you're basically just, you know, taking your time with it and really giving everyone the best product possible is what it sounds like, basically.
I hope so. I'd like to think that I got better at what I do since the last time we released something. We still recorded it the same way as we recorded everything else. I just kind of picked up a couple little tips and tricks from other people and stuff, about recording, and I'd like to think that it paid off. I'm proud of it.
Awesome. How would you say that the band has evolved since releasing We Never Said It Was Good back in 2008, your first one? How's the band changed from then till now?
We have at least a little bit of a clue of what we're doing now. That was pretty rough. I think that was when it was just me and Whitney played an electric, like a keyboard. I played guitar. Some of those songs are pretty rough. Yeah. Now we have Megan, who plays washboard. Jeff, who plays gut bucket. That's pretty much our style of lineup from here on out, I hope.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think we finally solidified the band, kind of.
How long have you guys had this lineup going strong for?
Megan, how? Sorry, we're in the van. Veronica, the mandolin player for Escape from the Zoo, is driving. Megan's in the back seat with her dog, Kila. How long has it been, this lineup? 3 years, 4 years? So, I think like 3 years.
All right. So this is the first release, first full length at least, that you guys are doing with this current lineup then?
Yeah, I guess it is. I actually never thought about that. But yeah.
So what was the choice? Why did you guys decide to put out all those splits instead of just putting it on one album? Was there any real underlining reason over the past couple of years?
We just had the chance to meet a bunch of amazing people, musicians, friends that we wanted to work with, and we figured you put out a split and it's mutually beneficial, fans of their tunes hear your tunes, vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys collaborated with SZA too, right?
Yeah, Sturgeon did a guest vocal track on The Bliss, which I think is the second to last track on Crestfall, and then he took a video of us playing one of his songs in a backyard in KCMO or St. Louis. I can't remember
where
it was.
Yeah, I've seen that video.
And and he put that on their album, which is fucking surreal. Oh, can I curse?
Yeah, you're good, dude. You're good.
Okay, yeah, well, that was fucking surreal. It's crazy. I've been listening to that dude's band since I was like 13.
Yeah, we've all been
to be able to work with him is crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, who were talking about people you've collaborated with? Now, what were some of the more interesting shows you got to play, or that you were excited because of the lineup or whatever?
Any of the shows we get to play with Leftover Crack, we got to play. Yeah, any of those bands like Choking Victim was awesome. We played a Public Serpent set like a few days ago. That was crazy.
Yeah, we're actually going to see Choking Victim, all of us, May 12th in Philly.
They're so good.
The Zero Fuck Store.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah, they're going to have a fucking great time. They're amazing. I love playing with GC Carcass. Like, any of our friends' bands are always great. We played a show with Green Jello once.
Little Pig.
I guess they had to change the name, right?
Yeah, they got sued, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's awesome. So, it's good to see that the band's going strong and everything, and you guys coming out of Houston. So why don't you just tell us a little bit what's going on in the Houston scene the way you see it?
In my opinion, one of the best venues is closing down, so that's a bummer. Easttown Warehouse, who has hosted a lot of really kick-ass shows, is closing its doors.
That sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, I'm there so rarely that my finger isn't really on the pulse of the scene.
Yeah, you're on the road so much.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that. You know, Benedict Arnold. In my city a little bit, but it'll be okay. I mean, it goes, you know, if the scene goes through waves, sure, it'll pick up if it's not already thriving. I'm excited to get back and see what's going on.
Absolutely. So when you're not playing in Houston, what's some of your favorite areas to play? Like, you like playing out west? Like, who's got a real good crowd?
Denver is awesome.
Yeah, I hear that a lot lately. That seems to be the new hot spot.
Yeah, there's a venue there called Seventh Circle that just rips. Also, my little sister and Micah playing a band called Chatterbox on Latter-day Satanists up there, so I just put it.
That's a pretty funny name. And actually, we were talking about earlier.
Played Montreal.
Montreal. Oh, no, I was saying that was a pretty catchy name, and Josh earlier was saying how he really liked your name, basically.
The band name Days and Days. I'm just curious, who came up with that?
I remember it so vividly. Whitney and I were sitting on our back porch in San Marcos. I was, like, writing a song. We were talking about maybe, you know, we'll go play, like, a show, like an open mic or something. She was like, well, you have to have a band name. Days and Days. Like, the literally just the first fucking thing that we thought of. There's, like, no history behind it or, like, interesting story. It's just the first goddamn thing that popped out of my face.
Hey, I mean, I personally believe that true art comes from improv.
There you go.
Hell yeah. But in the moment.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, yeah, you guys were definitely amazing live.
Yeah, so what did you guys think about the scene over here? I heard you guys had some problems. Some of the bands had trouble, like they couldn't get them on stage or something when you guys played here last weekend.
Shit, I'm trying so hard. Where did we play in Philly?
In Strasburg.
Strasburg.
Oh, in Strasburg. Where did we play?
Sherman Theater.
I'm so sorry. We've been on the road. It's everything's just kind of like melded together. I'm trying to remember like what the video and the night was like.
All right.
I'm so sorry, but my brain is oatmeal. It was at the theater. Oh, that was it. Oh yeah, the fucking Sherman, right? Sherman Theater.
Yeah, the Sherman.
Yeah, that was okay. Well, yeah, as So Winnie and Jess had some car issues, so they were late. It ended up just being me and Megan. And then their DI wasn't working, so I just had a microphone on my guitar, so I couldn't hear anything. I was just shouting into the void, essentially. But we were met with such enthusiasm. Like, the crowd was just amazing. Like, it was honestly one of my favorite shows we've played this tour, and it was just such a fucking shit show on our end. I'm so grateful that, you know, everyone had a good time and partied with us and stuff, because if it wasn't for that, that would have been a disaster.
Yeah, Josh was saying that, like, that was one of the best shows he's been to in a while.
Yeah, I don't know, understand how that worked out.
That's my favorite thing about the DIY scene is that, you know, I've seen Eric Peterson by himself turn a crowd over, like, you know, more than any big name punk band that I've seen. And, you know, you guys were just the two of you were, like, even still amazing, like, really good. And I think that, too, the whole band made it in for the last song.
Yeah, yeah. They got there just for the very, very end. But thank you. Yeah, we had a great time. I feel like, I guess, the folk punk scene, you'd call it, it seems like the kids are a lot more focused in on the lyrics instead of the music. So it's kind of just like, at least at that show, it kind of felt like we were all just screaming, you know, our feelings back and forth to each other, which is beautiful and cathartic. I needed that.
Yeah, your writing is amazing. I'd actually like to ask you about that. Who does most of the writing in Days and Days?
That's pretty much 50-50 between Whitney and I. I'll, like, come up with, like, a riff or something and sing some gibberish cadence and stuff, and then open my notes that I kind of scribbled down while we were on the road that I couldn't form into, like, coherent thoughts, and then throw them together, and that's how I write songs. And then when Whit writes, she'll come to me with like 5 pages of just like poetry, really, like no song structure. And I'm like, well, we can't have a 5-page song. So we kind of like chisel it away till, you know, it's something reminiscent of a, you know.
Sounds more like an album.
What was that?
I said a 5-page song sounds more like an album.
Yeah, right? Yeah, she's come to me with, like, novels before. I was like, this is insane. You really got to zero in on your point here. But, yeah, that's how it goes. I guess we just drink on the road and write stuff down and then get home and sober up and put stuff together.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your tour and everything. Real quick, why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, like your Facebook or whatever, and if you got any, you know, if you want to say anything about the upcoming shows or anything.
Yeah, we're just Days and Days. Facebook, DAYS, the letter N, and the DAZE. We're on Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff. We got a couple more shows heading down towards Texas, and then if you want to look out for my other band, Escape from the Zoo, in early May, we'll be touring up through the Midwest and Florida.
I didn't know you were in Escape from the Zoo. I just came across them on one of the comps. Are you guys on a comp recently or something?
Yeah, I think that we were. We just released an album called Killicopter.
Yeah, were you guys on one of the maybe one of the Vicious Mistress comps, like Skunks or something?
I'm not really sure. I remember that someone asked me to throw a song on something, but.
All right, man. Well, we'll let you guys get back to driving and getting ready for that next show then.
Yeah. It's never ends.
All right, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hell yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right, big thanks to Jesse. Let's keep things moving with United Against Society. Spirit of 69 coming off Punks Unite 2.
We're just wanna be moved on. Join the skinhead nation. If we stand together, there'll be no limitation. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Come on, bring it back. These skinheads are all that is come, but it isn't true. We want them dead and gone. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Come on, bring it back. All you skinheads, bring the peace and quiet. Come together on the streets and start a running riot. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Come on, bring it. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Come on, bring it. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Bring back Spirit 69. Come on, bring it. Bring.
Authentic in your face punk rock.
We're gonna stick with the same album and go with Frank Mayhem and Main Street Mayhem. Friday night is party night. Yo.
Hey.
Hello,
all right, now
everybody.
That was Main Street Mayhem. Now, for all the locals, you know, Main Street Mayhem, a couple of those guys turned around and 21 rounds, you know what I mean?
Literally around the block from here, like literally around the block from here.
What, they're, but, that's where they live?
Yeah, well, that's where they used to live, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, invite them over or shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, so...
Everybody always knows they're invited to Pogo City HQ. Come on, now. Right.
Hell yeah.
I think I smell out. Skunk.
Oink. A little open. Skunky, getting a little skunky in here.
I'll get some skunky.
All right. But let's tell you
guys
about...
I better close my legs, then.
About what? That's a weird thing to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that's very odd.
Awkward.
All right.
You might have some weird disease.
Awkward turtle.
Some alfalfa sprouts where the
what's
ball hair
should
be.
What's a good thing,
let's talk about some of the Pogo City events we got going up. First one we're going to tell you guys about is April 30th in Stroudsburg at the
Theater.
Why do I not hear Cat in
the Sherman
I don't know,
Theater.
There I am at the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg, buddy.
All right, the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg. It is a matinee. I believe it starts at 2. Make sure you get there early doing Pogo City Radio live. Going to have the whole crew there recording the show, streaming it live on the internet. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you get there. Also got Welter, Slam Parenthood, and Hate Trash Disaster on the bill. So come out for that. And, you know, all ages, 21 to drink, going to be a lot of fun.
Can I say something?
Oh, sure.
No.
Okay. You guys got to make sure you tune into Bad Luck Radio with Cat.
With Black Cat and Devil John.
And Devil. I know. I'm going Devil's to. Den.
With John.
With John.
John.
It's on WPDG.
Oh yeah, that's
John's our resident
Reading Easton Peaver.
Let's talk about WPDG real quick now. Yeah. WPDG still kind of, you know, being built and basically going to have
it's growing in its infancy
a constant
right now,
live stream of the shows we're doing, being Pogo City Radio, Bad Luck Radio, Devil's Den. We got a couple other ones in the works that I know you guys are going to be excited to hear. So still working out some of the issues on that, not promoting it all that much yet because we got to get things a little bit tighter.
Yeah,
but
and
look
we
out
need
for
a good
it.
Bank
and
to
what's
it
U Rock?
I suggest that you do some Kegels.
U Rock also has a bunch of other great networks. And
but for us,
U Rock
for us it would be WPDG.uRockRadio.net. Yes.
Why does everybody look so inquisitive?
You can get there by urockradio.net,
but
our
direct
link is wpdg.urockradio.net.
I have something else to say. You have to check out Devil John's pictures up on Devil's Den.
But,
they're pretty awesome. He's so cute.
But one thing me and John have been working on with Bad Luck Radio is we're going to have a guest programmer one of these shows if people want to send in at staff at
Bad
Luck
Radio.
That sounds
like a lot of fun.
Send us in a set list, man. Make it about 35, 40 minutes long, songs you want to hear. Come send it to us at staff at Bad Luck Radio or on Facebook. We'll check it out. If it's good, we'll have you on the show, and you can program the show and talk about the music you want to hear.
What about the Bodhisattva Foundation?
And of course,
we're going to talk for this much.
The Bodhisattva Foundation 2017 on Facebook. Check it out. Or go find me, all that. You know.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more later.
Plug whore.
Let's head out west.
Like a butt plug.
Playing a lot of Charged Records.
Only for you, John.
A lot of Charged Records songs tonight.
Any more plugs, we're going to get a prolapsed asshole.
All right, let's head out west and go with Monster Squad Till the End, coming off Strength Through Pain, the first full length.
The Dubious Eyes. Punk rock.
All right, we're going to kick it over with a local band, No Cash, Skate or Die.
Breaking out and breaking in. I've got an evil soul.
All right, that was No Cash. Playing even more charged records now. Aww. Doing a little bit of the Oi Scouts Revolution.
Shout out to the Oi Scouts.
Go back and check out quite a few specials we've done with Gabe and the Oi Scouts. Hit up the archive, ogocityradio.com. The Oi Scouts. Are we going to move over with a little bit 500 Channels, Choking Victim? Come hang out with us and them May 12th in Philly. Hope to see you there. We got our tickets. Do you have yours?
No.
Yeah.
500 channels waste my life away,
yeah. All right, now that was Choking Victim. And once again, you can catch them May 12th in Philly. What venue's that at? Anybody
know.
Remember?
I don't know, but I'm going. I know I'm going.
I know. I'll be there with
hey. Going to Philly or something. All I know is that Mark has a glazed look in his eye. Maybe he had an epiphany. I don't
Mark,
know.
Mark, did you have an epiphany?
I do have an epiphany. Of course, on the way over
victim,
here.
Choking Victim spinning off into Leftover Crash.
Same band. Come on. Pretty much.
Names are changing.
And, yeah, I mean, but...
But I was thinking about it on the way over. I was listening to Operation Ivy, right? And
that makes
I was
sense.
Like thinking, wow. Like, you know, I'm a big Leftover Crack fan. And I was thinking, like, why the fuck did they never call the fans of Leftover Crackheads? So feel free to use that in your daily
yeah,
life.
Yeah, but there you kind of look like a Leftover Cracker.
That's funny.
I like them a lot. I never smoke crack, though.
I don't believe you still.
No, I never have. I've snorted a coke. I have not smoked crack ever.
Because that's somehow lower, even though it's the exact same drug.
Your teeth will turn blue and shit.
Oh, blue? I don't know about blue.
Well, they die.
Are you smoking break? What are you doing?
No, they die on the inside, and then they kind of like eat the
blue crack.
What's up, brother?
Right.
What's up with your crack, brother?
Yeah, so for all the leftover crackheads out there,
yeah, feel free to use that.
All this crusty
your lingo.
Ass shit we're playing because we had Jesse from Days and Days on the show earlier. Hope you guys like that spot. And remember, you can go back over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Go over to PogoCityRadio.com. Check out all the archives of the interviews.
Make sure
the guest
to like and comment.
Absolutely, like, comment,
share.
Subscribe, share, do all that shit. Hook us up. This shit is free. The least you could do is fucking just, you know, put it up
spread
and tell
it
your
around
friends,
like herpes.
You know, yeah,
just
spread
freely.
That shit around like herpes and body bugs. All right, let's get back to the music and do a little bit of Dead End Generation Oxymoron.
Check in your head.
just gonna try to want to give us up. Do you expect death as breakdown age?
That was Oxymoron.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
Heading over to P-Bird. Doing Parasitic.
Come on, Tom, you're a fucking douchebag.
Off the Blanks. Parasitic Split came out last year. Getting blasted.
Love this song.
Let's fucking pogo.
Starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to six, how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck restaurant, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck restaurant, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey! Hey, hey, hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
And that was the Parasitics doing it right. Mark rocks the fuck out to that song every goddamn time.
Caspar.
It's a great
Caspar.
It's like
Caspar.
A buddy.
You you're just so far down the board.
That song is the shit. It gets me going. You know?
It's like a beer drinking
buddy.
That's
what he says about his dick.
I like anything like that.
So
like
far down the
board?
Bros. So far
down
the board.
Conversations going on here.
All right, well, we got about five more minutes, three more
the
minutes.
The measuring stick.
Holy fuck, this show went quick. But,
well, yeah, it was because of the little interview we did as well, so.
Yeah, man, time flies when you're having fun in Pogo Land.
Big thanks to Jesse for taking a couple minutes out on the road and catching up with us.
Check that motherfucker out.
I guess we'll be getting out of here. Going to be doing a new one up next. Stick around for it. Going to be all covers.
That sounds like theft to me.
Yo, I said this just because your show recorded before mine. I said this before I even saw it.
I had a program before you ever said it.
All right, well, in case you haven't heard, Black Cat also did a show of all covers.
Yeah, it aired on Wednesday night.
All right, not Friday. I don't know. So coming from the guy that's sitting behind the computer for all these shows, I say it's all good content.
Jam, right.
Don't forget to check out The Devil's Den with Devil John, Bad Luck Radio with Devil John and Black Cat, and Pogo City Radio.
Which you're on
like,
right
comment,
now.
Like, comment, share, follow, all that
I do
bullshit.
Flyers for $50, by the way. Yo, through my PayPal.
You also get blowjobs for $5.
Blowjobs for $5.
Yeah, Mark Poison, when are you going to, like, you talked about this hardcore show, man. What's up, man? You want to talk hardcore?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know some stuff about hardcore.
You know some stuff?
Like a show, right? I could come on your show. You know what
so
I mean?
You can just do like an hour special.
All right.
An hour special?
Well, then,
I could come on your show and talk about some hardcore.
All right, well, then I guess we'll have to have that happen. You wanted to do a show. I was going to put you on the spot right on Pogo.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe in the future. You never know.
The Pogo Spotlight.
I got to think about that one a little bit.
We're not cool enough for Mr. Poison.
He's more concentrating on making a band right now.
Yeah. Where is Sean, by the way? Because
he's on his way.
We're going to start a band, me and Sean.
Awesome. So what kind of,
what kind of music? Okay,
yeah, what kind
punk,
of music?
It's going to be punk rock, dude.
Calling themselves the cocksuckers.
Maybe a little little thrashy.
So who's the bottom and who's the top?
Are
you going to be a bottom now? Because based on the last picture I seen you in with another
dude,
you were a top.
Yeah, that's a legendary picture.
Oh, yes, it is. It's been talked about a lot.
I'm sure it has.
It has. Man,
I said, you guys got to listen to Bad Luck Radio from Wednesday because there is a special dedication going out to Mark Boys and Andrew Bedlam.
Yeah,
okay.
that's for you.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here with a little bit of the Stitches. Better Off Dead. Thanks for hanging out with us. Remember, this is Pogo City Radio on WPDG, Reading, Easton, P-Bird. Make sure you guys hit us up at PogoCityRadio.com. It's been a blast. Big thanks to Jesse and Days and Days. Let's get out of here with the motherfucking Stitches.
Bye-bye.
My sister.